We are back. It is at the top of the hour. Hi, I'm RJ. You're listening to the Morning Liberty Show, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 Central Time. Thanks for joining us. You may have questions for my guest this morning, Ralph. Our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. I guess if FEMA wanted to haul itself out there and take jurisdiction, I guess they could this morning. All over the country, there are major weather events going on. We're talking about blizzard condition in Colorado, Florida, and Alabama, and Mississippi. Tornado watches are going on over in North Dakota, up at Fargo. Already, the levees are being breached, and there is a demand for evacuation over that whole area. Amazing what weather is doing. In fact, Ralph, up in Alaska, he's got volcanoes going on up in Alaska.
We absolutely do. Mount Redoubt, which is south of Anchorage down here, probably about, 800 miles, maybe not that far, has been blowing its top. And I haven't read the paper yet, but yesterday it blew its top twice, and there was supposed to be actually a sprinkling of ash in Anchorage. It didn't make where I live. I live a little bit, not too far, about 15 miles as the crow flies from Anchorage, but I haven't seen any yet this morning.
You know, it seems to me if Americans really understood clearly what you're sharing this morning, that Americans would be blowing our tops here in the country.
Well, if they really understood what the real problem was, I would like to think they would. That's why I've went to such great. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've chased so many rabbits down so many rabbit holes, and I couldn't prove it, and I kept having all of these things. I kept putting on a clipboard, why is this happening, why is this happening? And once I finally found this, now it all makes sense.
Imagine it took you a couple of years of looking.
I've been working at this 19 years, basically.
Yeah, wow.
While I had a business, I've lost my business. My wife divorced me over it, just like the trooper. And my wife and I get along great, but I had the troopers get me down when I had a bad shoulder on an incident in the year 2000, and just this year, in June 9th, I'm finally going to get him to trial.
Wow.
And the issue was over that anytime you register your automobile, you become a debtor. State becomes the secured party in commerce, and you don't own your car, and they're collateralizing it.
And in my looking, there's a couple of things that I understand, and I'm going to go there, and you can correct me as far as your understanding. But as I understand it, if you were to go and pay for a vehicle, a car or a truck, if you were to go and pay for a vehicle in full, who gets the real title to a car or a truck?
Well, as soon as you register it, they have a manufacturer's statement of origin, but that's not the truth. Actually, the bill of lading is the actual ownership, true ownership of it.
Where does
the state?
It goes to the state.
Yep, goes to the state, but it's in every one of the. It's in every code in every state. It's under something something dot 505, and then that points to dot dot something 311, and that goes right back to the word registered owner. And registered owner is defined as a debtor.
So we may get a certificate of title, but the state keeps the real title.
Well,
as I've examined it, as best I could, if you were I to go and buy a piece of land, a piece of ground, or a house, the condition I'm thinking is pretty much the same.
They in 1946 they took the land office. That's what the reorganization acts were about, because only Congress can create a quote office with powers and duties, or the only Congress can eliminate the office. And what they did is Truman happened to be in 1946, the Reorganization Act. He said, I am doing away with the land office, with all those officers of the United States, all that have bonds and the inferior officers, and I am going to create the Bureau of Land Management and populate it with mere flunkies called employees of the Employee Act of 1929.
We've got another break. We'll be back in a moment. I'm RJ with the Morning Liberty Show. My guest this morning is Ralph. We'll be back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We are back. You're listening to the Morning Liberty Show. Hi, I'm RJ, Monday through Friday at this time. You may have questions for Ralph Winterrod. Our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. Thanks, Ralph, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Where I was going is there's a similar condition as far as, first, if we buy a vehicle, the real title goes to the state, and if we purchase land or house, we don't really get the title to land or a house if we think we buy one.
Well, actually, you can go back to the Blackstone's Commentaries, Volume 2, page 199, and it explains that there are two parts to property. There is the right of possession, which is the same as a trustee, and that means you can use something, and then there's the right of property, also known as the equitable owner. The first one, the right of possession, is called the legal owner. You're the guy that takes care of it. It's like a rental car. The right of property, equitable owner, or sesquitue trust, that is the thing that we touch. And you have to have possession. You have to have right of possession and right of property. And really what we're doing in Alaska is right out there. We are under the feudal law in Alaska, and they discovered that when they were going to look for some of the gas up here. These people were PO'd because I can't think of the type of gas. It's not marine gas. It's the name escapes me right now, but it's a type of gas that comes off of coal. And they discovered that these people could come onto the property and drill, and there was nothing they could do about it because all we have is squatter's rights to sit on somebody else's property called the right of property, and all we have is we're taking care of somebody else's property, no different than what the King of England did back in under the English feudal law.
Wow. Then in this country, as far as my pursuit has given me, the United States has been spending money faster than they have coming in for so long that other countries have been buying our promise to pay. And these countries mainly have been China. China has been buying our promise to pay for some time.
Well, they have, but see, we're actually running a parallel monetary system in America. We have the true monetary system based on silver and gold, because you can still buy a $50 gold piece. But to buy this $50 gold piece, you cannot, which I've already tried, a court will not take a $50 gold piece to file an action. A bank will not take a $50 gold piece. Why is that? It says dollar on it. Then we have the fictional money, which I usually call the Land of Oz, where we go through this portal. And this is, we are in the Land of Oz, where Congress is the scriptwriter, and they just make this stuff up. And so these banks, they create money, but we go in and they just enter a computer entry, and all of a sudden money is created. The Federal Reserve does the same thing. They just print and create money out of thin air. And then stop and think, how could a country, we are the source of all of the wealth. We create things. How can the source, the people, be in debt? All these countries are in debt. To who? How did we get in debt, and who are we in debt to?
So you're saying it's a fictitious debt.
Fictitious debt.
And yet China has been buying our promise to pay for some time. Some of that activity has brought us to a point where China has been saying, excuse me, your promise to pay isn't good enough. Your promise to pay is not good enough. So regions of mountains, bodies of water, natural resources have been handed over to China as security for our promise to pay.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's not happening. What this country needs to do, one of the main, there are several things that really need to be done. One is take that Federal Reserve and say, thanks, it was fun. And you all take all that fictitious money and fictitious debt, and you go into the abyss of hell, and we'll see you on the other side.
It was like Bo Greitz years ago was talking about, let's go ahead and create $1 bill, and we'll write on it the face amount of whatever our national debt is. We'll print it and hand it over to whoever it is who thinks that we owe them that debt, and then we'll be done. We'll just print it and say, there you go. Have a good time.
Well, this is probably what got Lincoln, because he started the greenbacks, the colonial scrip. This is what got Kennedy, because he started printing the treasury with the red treasury notes with the red seal on them, and they whacked him. They killed Kennedy. And anytime a president does anything with the money system, Andrew Jackson killed the banks of the United States, and they tried several assassination attempts on him. They didn't happen to kill him, but he killed the Bank of the United States.
So
and
imagine,
that's when they made up their mind. They said, and they came right out and said it, we are going to take your country down. And in the 1840s, they changed the seal of the United States. They quit putting the laws of the United States in the Secretary of State's office. And by the 1860s, they had created the Civil War. That's what the Civil War was all about. It wasn't about the blacks and the freedom. That was just a cover story.
So imagine
there's
China over there holding our promise to pay, and now they're holding what they think is the documentation of pieces and chunks of this country in their hands, believing that's our collateral for their promise to pay. And we're talking about, well, how much is that worth? How much is it worth? It seems as if we're playing this game with China. They're not holding what they think they're holding, our promise to pay.
But people think that they're holding something, and that's the problem.
Along the way, I found you'll see the Bureau of Indian Affairs has a map of the U.S. government where they document, they quantify the treaties that exist between this tribe and that tribe, and between this piece of land and that piece of land and that piece of land. You'll find the Bureau of Indian Affairs, still the largest branch of the U.S. government, has this map. You'll see that more than half of this nation was never put under treaty from the American Indians. I believe the remedy to this situation lies with the American Indians. If they can ever get themselves together, I believe that we need them and they need us.
They won't do it.
They're not ready?
No. No, the Lakota Indians are the first ones up there that I saw that may have taken somewhat of a stand, and they just don't want to deal with it. They're like the Alaska Natives up here.
Yes.
See, they were declared to be citizens of the United States, all Indians and Natives, back in the 1920s.
Which really disenfranchised any of their sovereignty claim.
Well, that's right. And see, after the Civil War, 16 Stat 24, they created a citizen of the United States. Do you know what a citizen of the United States is? It's somebody that is receiving a benefit to contract to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. That's still in the United States Code in Title 42, 1981, 1982, and 1988.
So you're saying that if we have a contract with this fourth branch of government, that we nullify any claim to constitutional rights or the Bill of Rights?
Well, you know, that's why I'm not a registered voter, because I'd have to be a citizen of the United States. They created this fictional thing, a national citizenship in the administrative state. There is no such thing, technically, within these United States as a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States exists only in territories and possessions where there are no several states, where Congress has plenary power. They operate both as a state government and as a federal government. Within the several states, they do not exist. They created this fictional cover for the Negroes. And then what they did, see, they could, and then very quietly in 1870, they said, oh, by the way, we can naturalize people of African descent, and you'll be not this fictional thing. You'll have all the, not the same rights as enjoyed. You'll be totally equal in all respects. They quietly passed that in 1870. Then, because they had such a problem, because the Judiciary Act said that only citizens of the several states is a party, and an alien is a party, could go into the constitutional courts, they took the words, and an alien is a party, the five words, and made it foreign state, citizen, or subject, so that they could have the fictional. That happened in 1875, so that the fictions could enter into the constitutional courts. And, of course, the people, the lawyers, knew what was going on, so they started to moving all of the lawsuits that used to be settled in the state courts, moved over to the federal courts. Then, and you can find this, by the way, it's on the Internet in the annotated Constitution of the United States of America. And so Congress then had to say, no, you can't bring all these fictions into the federal courts. They just wanted to open it up strictly for the citizen of the United States, this fictional, this overthrow of the government. They changed five words. Five words is all it took. Can you imagine how precisely the federal Constitution and the Judiciary Act of 1789 were written? Five little words, and the whole thing went away.
Wow.
Isn't that astounding?
So how does the IRS, how is it affected by all of this activity?
It is an agency, and it publishes in the Federal Register. It's mandated by the Federal Register Act of 1935, and if it's not so published, it can't affect our rights, and by the Administrative Procedures Act. Well, Congress, in its great insight, the Administrative Procedures Act, and I got this from a Federal Register attorney, the Administrative Procedures Act has nobody to enforce it. So it's the agency, y'all do your own enforcement, and we're supposed to go to court to make the agency publish rules, subsidy rules. The IRS publishes two types of regulations. They publish a Part 1 that we normally are talking about, that there'd be a 1 point something in the CFRs. They publish a Part 301 regulations. Well, I found in the Federal Register, Part 301 regulations have to do with federal employees, and states are piggybacked on it. Part 1 have to do with the people, us. Well, if you go look, there has to be an assessment. There's only Part 301 regulations, and they cannot move without regulations. So the assessment is only for federal employees and state employees.
Wow.
It's okay. Amazing.
Ralph, thanks for joining us. I'm RJ. You're listening to the Morning Liberty Show. We've got our next break coming up. We'll be back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views
on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
It's 23 minutes after the hour. Good morning. I'm RJ. Thanks for listening this morning. You may have some questions. Our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. I think it's amazing how some of us, we can sense that something's really wrong, but we have not been able to pin it down. And Ralph, I appreciate your research and what you've been able to share this morning.
Well, I've been doing my own independent research. I finally got out of the groups because I figured out I keep doing the same thing over and over, and I came up with the same result. And it was going nowhere. So I just broke off from all groups, and I did my own research, and eventually got to the root of the problem. And we found that clip here. This was an interesting clip, extremely important. This is Alan Greenspan talking about that the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and I went into the Federal Register, and there's 2,296 hits I got since 1981. FEMA is an independent agency, and if you listen very carefully, they're not accountable to anybody, and he'll say at the end, and frankly, all these agencies, it doesn't matter, because we just do whatever we want.
We may want to play this twice just to let it sink in, but
sure.
Go ahead.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with presidents.
Wow.
Is that astounding? That doesn't matter. We just do what we want.
Yeah, play that one more time.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with presidents.
Isn't that a killer?
You know, you listen to that, and it like takes Vaseline off one's eyes to have a better understanding. We see sitting in front of Congress, Geithner and all these other guys from the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, and it's like a parade going on stage for us to see and be entertained by. But after that stage is done, when the curtain's closed, they're just going out doing what they want.
And nobody can do anything. That's why there's no audits. It's anything. And that's what's so scary about all of these other independent agencies and FEMA. First of all, we have totally just handed over with no controls the whole money system to private bankers. And we have nothing to say about it. They just do whatever they want. And he says no agency has control. And this other thing, he said, well, as long as this exists, frankly, it doesn't matter.
The first bailout plan for about, what, $700, $800 billion, there's a watchdog that was set up by Congress to watch what's going on with that money. Elizabeth Warren, already she says $78 billion is gone, completely missing from that TARP program, and they have no idea where it went. And remember when they announced that they need the $700 billion and they need it now? That a part of the demand was that even if it violates the Constitution, that they wanted in place that we have no right to bring criminal charges against anybody, that they are going to take that money and do with it what they want. Remember?
Yeah, and that's actually true. Now you understand why. They don't work for us. It's the same as though we hired Russia or we hired Hamas to run the banking system. They don't work for us. They're not accountable to us. They don't have to tell us anything. We're just dumb on a rock. We've been hoodwinked.
So the 15th of April is coming up here soon. The IRS, do they fall under the jurisdiction of this fourth branch of government?
Yes. And they're supposed to make subsidy rules, and they agreed to do that, that have force and effect of law, and they're not doing it. And they have two types of rules and regulations that affect what most people think. Part one is individual income tax. Part 301s are for the federales, for the federal employees. There is no assessment regulation for anybody except federal employees. And the real killer statement is, on top of what we just said with the feds, all agencies cannot talk to you except by and through regulations that are published in the Federal Register. They use code. They have no authority. That's treason. It's a RICO action ad nauseum. They have no authority to use code because they're an agency. Now, back in the 1930s, the first case was Crowell, that agencies can act as a trial by jury, adjunct to working with the Article III courts, and the Supreme Court upheld it.
Wow. Okay, Ralph, again, thanks for joining us. Hang on, we've got a break coming up. You're listening to the Jay. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
many of you think outside the box? Most consumers don't think outside the box. It is what it is. Life Change Tea goes against the flow. Against the flow of soda, against the flow of caffeine, against the flow of sugar, against the flow of unhealthy. Life Change Tea comes out of the box to get you healthy. And if you don't take the tea out of the box, it can't help you. So what are you waiting for? Get out of the box. Call us 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the out of the box approach.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
It is Friday, TGIF. Hi, I'm RJ. Thanks for listening to the Morning Liberty Show. My guest of this last hour and a half is Ralph Winterroud. And we have another guest this morning with some new looks at what's been going on with these bailouts. And Lee, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Glad you joined us this morning. I understand you have some further inside looks at what's been going on out of Wall Street, the banking situation, and D.C.?
Yes, I do. I've done research in this arena for about 12 years now. So I have a little bit of background there. Let me start out by saying that I have studied the Founding Fathers, and I have gained a real respect for their understanding of money and government that really is unsurpassed. And those who do not study history, as we all know, are doomed to repeat it. Thomas Jefferson was one who really could see into the future. And he said this because he studied history. He said, and I quote, "It is incumbent on every generation to pay its own debts as it goes. A principle which acted on would save one half the wars of the world," close quote. He also said, quote, "I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them," close quote. Again, he said, quote, "My reading of history convinces me that most bad government results from too much government." And then the most compelling quote is, I quote, "I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered," close quote. And this last quote was probably the most compelling, but is prophetically fulfilled today. It is no longer a prediction. And let me explain how they did it and how we're about to see how this really has been accomplished. When the Constitution was ratified, it was well understood by our forefathers that only landowners could vote. The reason for that was that the land was what collateralized the debts of the American government. Over the years, our government transformed in many ways. One of those ways was to allow all people to vote. Their reasoning was that the laws affected all people. However, it still remains that the land collateralizes the debt of the American government, regardless of how the government has morphed over the many years. Our national debts have expanded to the point that the land can no longer be ours. This strongest blow to our loss of land started with the inception of the national private banking systems we call the Federal Reserve System. And I believe that a good share of the people now understand that the Federal Reserve Bank is not a branch of our federal government, but is a private bank owned by the very rich and very powerful, mostly foreign people of the world. This system was formulated under the Glass-Steagall Act of 1913, which is more commonly known as the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve Bank creates our money, every bit of it. Under the U.S. Constitution, the creation of money is reserved to the Congress of the United States. But Congress, in 1913, delegated that obligation to the Federal Reserve Bank. When our government wants money, the Federal Reserve Bank gives money to it to spend.
They just simply print it.
They create this money out of thin air with the stroke of a pen, literally. It's not real. It's not backed by any hard assets. And it's the craziest scam ever. However, we are expected to pay it back with interest. And they expect hard assets. Even the federal budget is created this way. Our government issues bonds, i.e. debt paper, for this debt. That's why I laugh every time they say Congress needs to live within its budget, because even that budget is created by the Federal Reserve Bank, or the Fed, as we call them. And that budget, we have to pay back with interest. The Fed adds insult to injury through the commercial banks. They have set up the commercial banks of this country as members of their little club. Within the Federal Reserve Bank's own publications, they admit that when banks make loans, the amount of the loan is created. And now I'm going to explain how they do this.
Okay.
They have you sign a promissory note, and they have passed laws that state you can agree to a debt over the Internet or over the phone without your signature, such as with credit cards and other purchases on the phone.
Wow.
Or on the Internet. They just need to somehow note it, record it, or show that you pushed the button on the computer that you agreed to it. These documents are now called money. I'm going to use the example of a mortgage debt because it's easier to show the pathway.
So it's like the money supply in this country is based upon debt.
That's correct. It's a debt-based currency. It's a debt-based economy. And debt-based economies never survive permanently. They always collapse. However, remember that all debt offered by the banking system works basically the same way. And remember that all debt through the banking system is collateralized by the good faith and credit of the American people. In other words, it's collateralized by our land. Always was, still is. Now, let's say you get a mortgage on your home for $100,000. You sign a promissory note for that money. You get these loans through a bank or a mortgage company using a bank for this purpose. The promissory note is entered as a deposit into the bank. Remember, they just made your promissory note money. There's a transaction account at the bank that was just increased by $100,000 with the deposit of your promissory note. Now, out
face,
of that transaction...
That's the face value of the debt.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, out of that transaction account, they write checks or wire funds or whatever to pay the seller of your home, or if you're refinancing to pay off the fees for the refinancing, you know, all the pay off the old mortgage, pay, you know, you take some of the money out to go on vacation, whatever. The bank issues that from that transaction account, and all they did was deposit your promissory note into it. Now, I do need to qualify that because there's going to be some bankers say, but we did put some money in there. Yeah, if you had a, let's say you had a down payment on your house, they may have put that in there. But primarily, that $100,000 note was deposited in there too. So do you understand what just happened? Without using any of the bank's own money, without using depositors' money, without using any investors' money, these banks, by using your signature on your promissory note, created money out of thin air to loan you money. And this process is explained in the Federal Reserve Bank's only own publications, such as Modern Money Mechanics, The Two Faces of Debt, I Bet You Saw It, and lots of others. This process has not necessarily been hidden, but written down for all to see. They just count on you not reading their materials. But if you go to the Internet, you can find these documents, and you can look at these publications, and it's there. They risk nothing, but you're risking your future income and your very property for their gain. And if you ask an attorney, a contract attorney, he would be telling you that that arrangement is a voidable contract. There's no risk on one side, and you hold all the risk.
So if they risk nothing, then the subprime game being played now in Washington is all a ruse.
That's right. However, there have been people put in jail for trying to assert these issues, and it's not hidden. That's the amazing thing. Now, to add insult to injury, the bank that just received your promissory note now sells it, and that's usually at 50 to 60 cents on the dollar, and that's for A paper. It's less for B and C paper. Now, paper is graded by your probability of being able to pay back your loan, such as a good job, good credit rating, so on and so forth. The money generated from the sale of these promissory notes is put into the asset account of the bank as a profit. It's not put back into that transaction account to pay for what they just did by paying for the note. In other words, it's all profit. They gain twice here. It does not pay the transaction account of that paid the seller of your home or paid for the refinance. The bank not only did not put up any money, but they made a profit out of something you created with your signature.
Wow.
Who else besides the bank could sell a product for 50 to 60 cents on the dollar of what it costs you to produce that product? You know, anybody else that has a widget on the shelf that cost them $100,000 to make it would be out of business before the month was out if they were selling it for 50 to 60 cents on the dollar.
Uh-huh.
But the bank just did that with your promissory note. Now, the bank that bought your promissory note puts it into, they sell it off for mortgage-backed security pool. Now, these are investment pools that a lot of retirement funds invest in, individuals. It's an investment thing. So their thinking is that the real estate is a good investment. These investors think, hey, that's great, real estate, what can happen there, right?
Yep.
However, they just invested in the promissory note, not necessarily the land. Now, the land is backing the promissory note, that's true, through deeds of trust or mortgages or security deeds, but that was all fraudulent to start with. Now, mortgage-backed security pool, let's think about that for a minute. What does the mortgage actually back? What are, you know, they say it's a mortgage-backed security pool. Well, upon investigation, we're finding out that they back bonds, all kinds of bonds. Some of them are construction bonds, performance bonds, bonds on public officials, prisoner bonds.
Like a construction loans of someone who is to build a house.
Correct.
And you said prisoner bonds?
Yes. Prisoner bonds. Every prisoner has three or four bonds that the court puts on them when their charges are brought against them. And these prisoner bonds, that's probably one of their largest businesses is the prisoner bonds. The courts and insurance companies put bonds on the prisoners in our jail system. And part of that is performance bond, that you'll perform your time in jail. You'll, quote, pay your debt to society, unquote. And you do that by serving time in jail. These bonds are backed by the mortgage paper in the security pool. Now, this leads us to our current problem that supposedly requires a bailout. And, by the way, a lot of the bond paper has been bought by other countries. China probably holds the largest block of bond paper that we have. Now, a case that was presented in an Ohio court last year.
By the way, Lee, we have about 5 minutes before the next commercial break. Go ahead.
Okay. A case that was presented in an Ohio court last year found out through this discovery that each mortgage promissory note being considered in a foreclosure situation actually was in more than one mortgage-backed security pool. Now, one of these mortgages was in five pools at once. And in researching, we found that this is not a fluke. It's a common practice. This practice is illegal. It's an SEC violation, securities violation. And the bailout money is being used to bail out this fraudulent practice, because a lot of foreign banks are also involved. The banks, the insurance companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are all backpedaling, and the American people get to pay for this. That's why you can't get a loan from the bank, because the bank isn't through paying for their fraudulent behavior. They're just backpedaling. And remember, this bailout money is created out of thin air as well, and we get to pay that back with interest too. And all of the assets of the American people collateralizes this new debt, as well as the debt we already owed. The main assets at risk in this debt that we owe is the land within the United States. Once that is gone, our creditors will come after our other assets. All we own is gone. All that is left is the good faith and credit of the American people, which is worth what at that point? Nothing. We'll be at the mercy of our creditors. We may actually end up being slaves to them.
Do you think China will come to a point where they want to foreclose?
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Who holds this bond paper? Mostly China at this point. Why do you think Hillary Clinton rushed over to China the minute she was made the Secretary of State? It was actually to deliver a new treaty. You see, China wants to be assured that they're not going to be left holding the bag on all of this bond debt. So the treaty actually states that if the American people do not make good on their debts, then China can come seize the land through eminent domain. We now have a foreign power with the right of eminent domain because of our debt. Do you really understand?
Wasn't China demanding commodities because of this debt situation as well?
That's true. That's true.
That's why we ran short on corn, and the prices of that fuel went up like it did?
Correct. There's a lot of things that they're doing. And, by the way, remember that treaties are law under our Constitution. So any treaty we make is now lawful and legal. And right now, you need to understand that we are now homeless in the land our forefathers fought for with blood, sweat, and tears. They died for our freedom, our land, our rights, and we fettered it away with pointless debt.
So you say this new treaty that Hillary signed with China gives China jurisdiction for this country.
That's right.
Wow.
Can't we get a copy of that debt? This is Ralph. Or of that treaty?
We're working to get a copy of it. I've only been told about the content of it, but we're working to get a copy of it.
Lee, we'll have about 3 minutes when we come back, so I hope you're ready to present some more information. This is the Morning Liberty Show on RBN. We'll be back in a moment.
There are two major factors that sell products, sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We are back. We've got just a couple of minutes left. It is 54 minutes after the hour. I'm RJ. You're listening to the Morning Liberty Show. My guests of the last couple of hours have been Ralph from Alaska and Lee. Wow, talking about Hillary's recent visit to China. Lee, go ahead.
Okay, well, I want to move to the next phase of this. We don't have a lot of time here. There is a whole group of us, as you're aware, because we've been working, you've been working with us as well, that
yes.
have been formulating a process to formulate places of refuge, because this is not just going to be people who just kind of sort of fell out with foreclosures and whatnot.
We're talking about war coming to this country.
Yes.
We're coming to the necessity for places where medical supplies and food and clothing are stashed away because of what this country is about to go through.
Correct. And a place for people to go to for housing, for commerce. I mean, creating an economy, because this is, our economy is being destroyed. We've got to have something that rises up out of this.
On a voluntary basis, there are a couple of places prepared already.
That's correct. And we're moving forward, and we're appealing to people to help in any way that they can. We need ideas. We need, you know, people that understand what's going on. You know, Oprah Winfrey was the first person to report on the seriousness of this problem by showing that the tent cities that are cropping up everywhere because people are homeless. We're now getting into the tens of thousands of people. And as this goes along, it's going to get worse. They say, well, you know, foreclosures aren't as bad, but what they're not reporting is that the people that were foreclosed on before aren't getting into homes. So the new round of foreclosures is a whole new batch of people.
That there are places that you've been organizing, pieces of land where medical supplies and clothing and food are being put away in case we need it for emergencies. There's a phone number. It's 801-953-3826. That's 801-953-3826. Go ahead.
It's 801-953-3826. And there's also an email address where you can send email addresses with any people that have the means and the ways and the productive ideas to move this forward. The email address is Lee, L-E-E, at Harvest Mountain, HARVESMOUNTAIN.com. Lee at HarvestMountain.com. And I don't know how much more time we have, but you just need to understand, the mainstream media is not reporting on this. It is a disgrace, and we can no longer sweep this under the rug. We cannot take government money. We cannot use the government perks to accomplish these goals, because we're just going to find ourselves in the same situation. We have
And that phone number is 801-953-3826. And Lee, you're asking for help with these refuge locations.
That's correct.
And other financial interests, that are going on.
We just need the means and the ways and productive ideas to move forward. Okay?
Lee, thanks for joining us. Ralph, thanks for joining us this morning.
Interesting.
And we'll be back this next week. I'm RJ. You're listening to the Morning Liberty Show. I'll be back with guests and more awesome subjects to talk about next week. I'm RJ at RBN. Have an awesome weekend. Nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough riding, fighting Yankee man. With recent